It's Tuesday, the 18th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadhila with your 5 p.m. news. The government has approved post-retirement benefits for top officials, including allowances for staff, security, and a vehicle grant of up to 700,000 Namibia dollars under a proclamation by President Nangolo Mbumba just days before leaving office. The benefits, valid for 5 years, will be reviewed annually but end if the recipient takes a public job or commits certain crimes. Research associate Frederico Links, who is with the Institute for Public Policy Research, weighs in.
I think we all understand that most Namibians are struggling at the moment. Life is hard for most Namibians at the moment. And to be spending money on these sorts of benefits, I think it's just not appropriate at this time, given that there are so many other things that are priority. And it just seems like these high office bearers are often, the charge is often that they are out of touch with reality of society, with realities of most Namibians. And this is what people can point to and say, look, instead of devoting money and resources to every little bit towards priority areas, instead money is diverted to things like these.
With Namibia celebrating the 35th Independence Day anniversary on Friday alongside the swearing-in ceremony of the country's first female president, we asked the Deputy Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Modestus Amutse, how preparations are going.
Unlike before, like for instance last year where we were only remembering and celebrating the achievement of our independence, this time it will be both celebrating the achievement of our independence as a nation, but also congratulating the incoming president and observing how she will be sworn in. We are expecting it to be a very, very successful in that many states, about 10 or more, have indicated to come and join us. And we are expecting over 300 dignitaries from different countries.
French prosecutors are investigating Total Energies for alleged manslaughter and failure to assist during a 2021 jihadist attack in Mozambique that killed civilians near its gas project. The inquiry follows a 2023 complaint by survivors and victim families. Total Energies denies wrongdoing, citing its role in evacuating over 2,500 people in that area. Meanwhile, a 90 billion Namibia dollar loan has been approved to restart Mozambique's LNG project. A groundbreaking study is underway to investigate whether rooibos could mitigate the harmful effects of petrochemical exposure among petrol attendants. Epidemiologist from South Africa's Institute for Occupational Health, Kerry Wilson, says petrol attendants in SA work long hours at fuel stations, often inhaling hazardous petrochemical fumes.
Long-term exposure to petrochemical pollutants has been linked to respiratory diseases, skin irritation, blood disorders, and organ damage. High exposure levels can cause immediate symptoms like headaches, dizziness, and airway irritation.
And the World Bank has raised concerns over inadequate spending on critical water infrastructure worldwide. Speaking at the 14th International Water Association Conference in Cape Town, Water Global Director Saroj Kumar Jha called for increased investment to ensure long-term water security.
Our own statistics shows that just for water and sanitation SDGs to be met, there's a gap of close to $180 billion annually. Most governments today are in a fiscally very difficult situation. Their capacity to find additional resources to invest is quite limited.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.